Hare Krishna. Just packing, getting ready to go to Budapest. And on the articles section, devotees will see a piece of paper with 12 points on it, which I wrote exactly 25 years ago when I went to London. Some devotees were greeting me. That was when I went there for the operation. And amongst them was Gandharvika Devi Dasi, Nadia's mother. And she told me that it was 25 years ago that I'd given her initiation. And I knew that, but I wasn't thinking about that. And I thought that was very interesting. And just yesterday, Chaitanya Chandra sent me this paper, which were actually my notes of the lecture that I gave at Soho Street. That's where we had the initiation. And it was a long lecture. I usually don't give long lectures, but it was a long lecture. It was about 3 hours long, according to him. And I actually remember traveling on a plane from Hungary back to the UK in Western clothes and most likely wig, because this was still 1988. It was only 1999 that there was a president change, and we were traveling in devotee clothes and making notes on what I was going to say on that initiation day. And this was the basis, which I then sent to the disciples. And when I looked at this yesterday, I was sort of heartened to see that these are still the principles that I try to go by and encourage disciples to also follow. I can't say very much for handwriting. At that time I didn't have the excuse that I'm not used to handwriting so much because of using computer. I don't think computers were in so much vogue 25 years ago as they are at the present time, or me being a user of them. But anyway, there it is. It's readable, legible. And I'm giving this as a meditation today for devotees, especially disciples, but I think all devotees would find them interesting, benefit from them. The first point, probably most important, is that we remember that we're all servants of Srila Prabhupada and owe everything to him. It says it all. We'll continue to say that, something that I'm really praying that devotees understand, that their real duty in Krishna consciousness is to practice Krishna consciousness and spread Krishna consciousness according to Prabhupada's orders and instruction. And then, second, always follow four regulative principles and chant at least 16 rounds. That's a minimum. You can chant more, but chant at least 16 rounds. Study Srila Prabhupada's books an hour a day. This is my request for devotees. Sometimes devotees mention it as part of their vow at initiation. Since Prabhupada didn't make that vow, I shouldn't request that. But aside from that, I can request that devotees do at least an hour a day to study, not just read, but to study. And then number four and five, similar, respect the temple president, senior devotees, by offering them respects, obeisances, and respect them as one would one spiritual master, as it's stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada even says even one's senior godbrother, one may see as one spiritual master. And number six, regularly preach and distribute books, whatever your service, yes, to keep us really in the fire of what the Krishna consciousness movement is all about and what our essential responsibilities are. And thereafter you see the importance of and the validity of the role of guru within the society. That first service to the spiritual master is to serve the society. And number eight, well, how do I know if I'm pleasing my spiritual master? Because I do my service to the society nicely and I please my authorities. And one thing very important to keep in mind is that anyone who claims to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada, especially including Diksha gurus or Shiksha gurus, their authority is valid within the society, not outside the society. So shouldn't think that they could leave Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the link with the parampara or the cyclic succession for followers of Srila Prabhupada is possible for those who are connected to the society. Nowadays, I think there's a little excessive importance placed on the role of the spiritual master, and that excess tends to go to the fact that he can be independent of the movement and he has special rights bestowed upon him that aren't bestowed upon other members of the society, and rights which are not rights for others. Anyway, it's another topic, but here these are emphasized in 10 and 11. I request devotees that they have questions or difficulties, or even better yet, that they're really making advancement in Krishna consciousness, that they come and discuss with me. And keep in touch by writing every 2 months. And the last, which I made a podcast on yesterday or the day before, is that we shouldn't leave Krishna consciousness, but keep faith with our essential vow of going back home, back to Godhead. And there it is, 1st, 11th of January 1988.